are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
You know what I want to know?
Where?
How do you like your ass ate?
Sloppy, wet. I like being on all fours, ass to their face, but also like, if I'm sorry to put my shot down, I was getting real around here. I like when a guy has me like this, like leg, and he just face in.
Legs up in the air?
No. So you're like bent over, like on the bed. He has your thighs like gripped.
Okay.
I guess you can't hear me on the microphone.
And exactly.
I like their face. Dive in. I want your face so far up my ass that it's like you're nothing. You can't do anything but breathe me. Sloppy, wet. I don't really like my balls suck when I'm getting my ass ate, but I like my balls wet. Like my balls have to be dripping because that means that you're really eating. And I like minimal breathing. Like I don't mind if you breathe, but I don't want it to be a full thing where I hate you, dumb bitch. I don't like the thing where niggas like they pull their face down and you're like, oh, yeah, no. Just continue eating. Like, I don't even want you talking. Like, you can talk afterwards, like, if we're changing positions. I don't want it to be a thing where you're like, oh, yeah, baby. No, like, just stick to the business. How about you? Why'd your face like that? That's normal.
No, the reason why I asked it was because, you know, I listen to a lot of, like, female-led podcasts, and they always talk about how, like, guys don't know how to eat their pussy. And so one thing I don't like about getting my ass ate is sometimes people are too rough. Do not have to eat my ass so hard. I like it slow. I like it, do like it wet. I like it intentional. Eat my ass like you're intentionally eating my ass. Like you have a goal to get to. Don't just be chewing on my shit, okay? What Meg say? Stop licking my pussy hard. That shit aggravating. I don't like that. Be nice and be easy with it. You know.
Slap my ass. I want my ass slapped while you're eating it. Only thing I don't like when I'm getting my ass ate is when a guy like bites on like the cheek. I don't like my cheeks bitten. I don't enjoy that at all. I don't like it.
Mm-mm. I like to bite a cheek personally.
I like to do it. I don't like it done on me.
I can't remember if I've ever like been irritated somebody bit my cheek. I probably would enjoy it.
I'm sure it's
happened.
I'm pretty sure. Like I don't know why that's like who do you think eats ass better? Like other bottoms or tops or reverse tops?
Bottoms definitely eat ass better. Really? But I think people who enjoy having their ass ate eat ass better. Like a top who don't like getting their ass ate probably don't really know how to do it as well.
I'm so sick of those tops who don't like head. I'm sick of all niggas that don't like head. I feel like all niggas should be beat with sticks if you don't like head.
I don't like head.
Okay. Perfect example. I would definitely beat you with a stick. So, I mean, that fits right into the
You
category.
Just want to be violent towards me. You and your little homophobic rants are starting to catch up with you. The girls are starting to see who you are. And now that we have video, there's proof that you're the antagonizer. I don't really care for head.
I didn't say anything to you.
I'm not going to turn down no head, but I'm not like, ooh, I want my dick up. But you know what? The other night I was thinking like, maybe I just need like a eater, somebody who's like
you need
really
a munch.
Gonna
you need a
do
munch.
Like devour. And I'm not gonna lie, the times I have had my dick sucked, I don't have no complaints about it. Like, but yeah, it's just never something I've been like, oh my gosh, I gotta get my dick sucked. If anything for me, I need to be stuffed.
I personally don't care for getting my dick sucked. I like to be with God.
If you on the same page as me, but you attacking me, I see you. It's okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, I don't feel like this is a safe place anymore, so I don't feel like I shouldn't speak anymore. the boy next door moves out.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. Sorry to start it off that way with a, you know, ass in your face. Oh, but you know what? You know what I like? I like when I'm eating somebody's ass and it like gives they me a fart. Little. Oh.
Yeah, I knew what you were about to say. I know what type of bitch you. We see you. We see who you are.
I like that. I like to make boys fart intentionally.
That's
the way you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I like when I'm fingering. Well, you know, because I mainly like. I guess. I
spit it out, bitch.
I don't want to say this because I'm only gonna get attacked. Like most of the time, I'm hooking up with like straight guys, and so like, and so when you're like you're eating their ass, whatever. Half of the time, they're not used to it. Like most of the guys that I fuck with are like, you know, DL. So like,
oh, they easy to please. They be squirming and shit.
Squirming and their hole be so fucking tight. It just be so tight and it gets so fucking wet and squishy so fast. And then I just like hearing the moans from it. Oh, yes.
Well, back to the introduction. Welcome to the podcast. This is The Boys Next Door. We are The Boys Next Door, and I am Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush. We didn't do that last week.
I think we did.
Did we?
I feel like we did.
I feel like we did.
I feel like the episode. I feel like the episode we did last week was like the first episode I've listened to in a while, like all the way through.
Like wow, right?
And you know what? I put it on at work. Actually, I didn't turn it on at work. It was just like the next podcast that played at work while I was.
Wow! So you don't even give us a. You don't even check us out even on Shuffle. Wow!
No shade. Like wow. I just press play on the podcast. I let it play for a few minutes so we can get that stream.
Whoa! Wow!
But last week here. I let it play and it was about like 30-40 minutes in. I was like, oh, this is my podcast. I was really interested.
Like, it's really good. You're not supposed to say your podcast is a good podcast, but our podcast is a really good podcast.
It's fucking amazing. It's the best podcast on the planet.
Honestly. Honestly, one of the things that I feel like make us stand out compared to like other podcasts in general is that you don't really see two bottoms and two black bottoms.
Now I'm a bottom. Who said I was a bottom?
Bitch, your top hat hasn't been on in so long. It got spiders doing cartwheels on top of it, bitch. Ain't no top hat been on your head since the WB.
I'm a strict top.
And I'm a Earl top on Saturday. But the thing is, I feel like there's not many podcasts like us that are giving like this point of view. Like the niggas get on there, talk all they shit, and they got all they I don't like this and I don't like that. But then you have us come on here and we're just like, well, fuck you too, niggas. And so I like the energy. And I feel like last week was very big, like fuck you nigga energy. So welcome.
I just did all that saying I listened to the podcast and I honestly don't even remember what the fuck we talked about, but I do remember that I listened. If you are listening to us right now, please be advised that we do release videos now every Saturday. So tomorrow,
y'all asked for it.
Today is Friday if you're listening to this as the podcast come out, and then the next day the video will be out. If you haven't looked at our last video, please go to our YouTube channel, which is
I don't know. I'll put it on the screen, but I think it's the Boys Next Door podcast.
I mean, if it's on the screen, they're already watching it. But I'll put it in I'll put it in the description. I don't think we put it in the description last week. But we just make sure you tune in on YouTube. Yeah, if you're a listener, keep listening. If you want to see what the fuck we look like, check us out.
It's Boys Next Door podcast. But on it's Boys YouTube. Next Door Pod. Like it's one word. Boys Next Door Pod is what is the at. But if you search Boys Next Door Podcast, if you search Blackbeard, if you search Ken Lush, our videos should pop up. So,
yeah, I think the way I've been doing it is just like I'll just type in Boys Next Door Podcast.
I should start doing that more.
I was about to throw shade, but I ain't going to say nothing else. It wasn't towards you, it was towards somebody else, but it's okay. Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod.
I know what you're about to say.
Follow us on Twitter, at whatever the Twitter is. And
The BND Podcast. I made us switching that because whatever. I was informed that, yeah, whatever. Find us where you find us.
Why are you going to switch it?
Because the is in the Twitter handle and I was going to remove the and just leave it the BND Podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make everything uniform.
Yeah, I don't run the Twitter. I couldn't give a fuck about it. Fuck Twitter. Even though I still be on there though. But
man. Somebody and I'm checking our comments now. Just you never know what you may see, but I'm looking at our YouTube comments. We have some new subscribers.
We have comments on the YouTube.
We have comments. We have a lot of comments. Somebody
really?
Said finally, yeah, DeJohn Jefferson just commented 12 hours ago. Finally, y'all got video. And then we have like, wait, but who was eating shit? Somebody put out a celebration like things.
So well, shout out to what'd you say, John Jefferson?
DeJohn Jefferson, yeah.
Hey, John Jefferson, and who else?
My friend Selena, and then somebody named Black Sandals.
Well, shout out to y'all. That makes me excited. I didn't know there were comments on the video.
Yeah, and then I'll also like this is a live update, you guys. So clearly, we have 103 views. Hey,
okay, we made it to 100. That's what I was trying to. That's the point I was trying to make when I was. And I'm glad you brought it back around.
Yeah.
So we made it to 100 views. That's big.
And what? It's not even a week yet.
The little podcast that could.
Look at us.
Y'all know what I said? My motto, and I believe that I made this up, but it could have been made up somewhere in the etherverse. Don't know. My motto is a slow burn lasts longer. It's okay.
A slow fuck gets the nut.
All right. And we just took a turn. So thank you guys for tuning in. So I'm off track. I don't know. I was going to go somewhere next, but I don't know where I'm going to go now.
I like where I took it. We got so many topics today. We also got a fucking letter. Hey, y'all are writing questions and shit.
We do have a letter this week, and we will get to that during that portion of the show. Where do you want to start? I see you have this that says, has your dating experiences made you bitter towards men and dating? Do you want to talk about that?
Why not start there?
I mean, I read it out, so now we kind of have to talk about it.
Yeah,
so.
We're kind of forced to. Do you feel like you've been made bitter by like the past experiences you've had at all?
That's an amazing question. Wow, I wasn't expecting that question.
Anything for you, Sugar.
In my Beyonce Pretty Hurts voice. I feel like I used to hold a lot of like, I don't know the word I'm looking for, maybe angst. Like, I feel like I used to have a lot of like resentment towards dating and men in general when I was younger. And when I say younger, I mean maybe even 3 years ago. But I've spent a lot of time alone in the last 3 years. I want to say like the last, yeah, like 3 years, 3.5 years, like where I'm just like not really entertaining anybody. Mm-hmm. And it gave me a new perspective on it. Mm-hmm. And a new perspective.
Do you feel like your self-worth increased during those 3 years at all? Or like what was the major shift in how you looked at it?
I feel like my self-worth increased, but also it kind of like plateaued, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
Well, not my self-worth. My self-worth has increased. But like the way I view men and dating is just like not the same. Like I don't, when I think about dating, I don't think like, oh, I'm probably going to waste my time. Well,
cat.
Don't take my words out of character, please. I forgot what I was talking about.
We hate men hater club. I don't know.
I'm not really a part of that club anymore. It's just like I view it now as like if it happens, it happens. If I end up dating somebody and it doesn't work, oh well, it's just so is life. I don't really distrust everybody. I feel like there is a difference between distrust and not trusting. I feel like if you distrust somebody, like they did something to make you not trust them.
Right.
No trust for me just means like you start off at zero. Like, I don't know what you're going to do. I'm not expecting you to do anything good or bad. You can only go up from here. But
that's so fucking hard, though.
It's hard to do when you're in the space of I'm hurt. But I haven't been in that space in a while. So maybe. I don't even want to speak that over me where I'm going to get like back to that place. But I just take everything for what it is. I don't really expect too much. I don't really give people too much credit. I don't really get my feelings too involved too quickly.
Yeah.
So bitter. No, I think I used to be, but now I just like, well, I don't date anybody, but now it's just like, it is what it is.
I feel like through like my last situation, I feel like I became a lot more like self-aware of how I can be in relationships. And like, I feel like it's hard to like not be selfish when you're going into dating. It's hard to not be like, I want this, I want that, and like have a checklist of things that you're looking for, and then like a red flag list that you're looking for. I feel like it's like so fucking hard, because half the time you don't fucking really know what you can get with, or like get out of someone, or you, mm-hmm. what you can become with someone. And so like what I've been doing lately, like I feel so bad. I ghosted this guy earlier this week, and I would, cause it would just like I don't want to force attraction. I don't want to force interest. I don't want to force nothing. I just want, if it like, if we're together, or if we're trying to get to know each other, or if like blah 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 blah. And it was like only dark, like we only talked for like one day, and so it doesn't really count. I don't even count that as ghosting, because there was no relationship built. But it was just kind of like, I woke up the next day and I was kind of like, I feel like I'm just lonely, and I was talking to you and I don't want to talk anymore. And so I just decided not to reply at all. But it's like, I'm right now, I feel like I'm in a headspace.
Now, if a nigga did that to you,
after one day, I can't be mad. One day, you can't be mad about it. Because it's just like, okay, we exchanged a couple of messages. We talked for like 2 hours, and now you're not replying the next day. Like, you can't get mad, because there's no like, there's nothing like implemented into the.
So is that really ghosting though? Because y'all didn't really like.
I mean, he's texting me. He sent me text messages, and I just like I was gonna reply today. Like, I just been having shit going on, but I'm like, I don't feel like lying to you. I don't even owe you a lie. It's just like I'm just not feeling it. And so like, I put myself in that position now where just like, if I'm not feeling the situation, if I'm not feeling something, I just refuse to do it. I just refuse to do it now. Like, I refuse to just like implement time that I can never get back in situations that I know aren't for me. And so it's kind of like, you always know if a situation's for you. You always get inklings if something's for you. And have those feelings, like half the time, even if it doesn't work out, you're supposed to learn something from that experience. And either you're going to learn it, or you're going to repeat that experience over and over and over. And so it's now I'm in the place where I'm just like, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not faking it. And like, I appreciate the same from guys. Like, if we have established a communication, if we have established something, then yeah, explain yourself on why you're ghosting me. But other than that, I'm just like, I don't owe you anything. You don't owe me anything. Let it be.
So remember on the last week's episode, I said, like, it happened to me twice in 6 months where a guy would like do all this reaching out, and then they get my attention and they drop off the face of the earth. I guess that kind of technically is ghosting, except I didn't really take it that way because I didn't really have a connection with them. So I really didn't care, one. And two, it was just like, I'm glad we avoided any potential further waste of time. Yeah. But now that you explain it like that, I think I got ghosted twice in the last 6 months.
It's okay though, because like, it's literally like one of those things where it's like, I'd rather a nigga ghost me in the starting stages and not
than to ghost me 6 months later.
5 years later, okay? So I'd rather deal with it in the onset than like at the tail end. So I'll take it. Hey, ghost me now before I get really attached really, really fast. I'm like, I'm a lover boy. I'm like, I know. I'm trying to change that. I want to be savage so bad, but I can't. Like, it's something about it. It's just like, it's not me. And so it's like those times where I felt myself trying to be savage and trying to be like, I don't care, or the times where I feel like I care too much, and I'm just like, man, like, it's just like, it's not possible for me yet. Like, and I haven't even like, and I feel like it's just because I've been in so many different situations with guys where it's worked out. It hasn't worked out, but I've learned something, or I've grown, or I've got a good connection, or something like that. And it's just like, yeah, whatever. Fuck all these niggas. Fuck them.
Well, speaking of fuck these niggas, I do want to briefly talk about this. Now, this week has been an interesting week for, I was about to say, Rebecca Banks. Who is Rebecca Banks? Is that a person?
I don't think so. I think she might be your imaginary friend.
I think in my head, I'm probably thinking
Rebecca Knox.
I'm thinking Rebecca Black and Erica Banks. I think the two just got mixed up on accident. You know, it's Friday.
Friday. Maybe gotta get down on Friday. Maybe that's a classic.
A classic.
Can never beat it.
But anyway, Erica Banks and Finesse Two Times not allegedly, they had a little fling, whatever it was.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
They broke up. It came out that he was just like, you know, she didn't get up when I got up. She didn't make me breakfast. She didn't blah, blah, blah. All that other weird shit. Yeah. Well, I don't want to call it weird shit. If you're into that type of stuff, that's God bless shit. You. God yeah. bless you. He need a woman that don't work because he was trying to get Erica. Now, Erica Banks is not like, she's not like, you know, the most popular female rapper, but she has a job. She's pretty popular. She's not going to wake up and just be. But she was like, he wants a servant, et cetera, et cetera. So she was on, I think, Jessie Wu. I don't know what the clip came from, but she was like in the kitchen cooking with, I'm assuming it was Jessie Wu. Or somebody from like Love and Hip Hop. I know this girl has been on Love and Hip Hop. And she was on Love and Hip Hop. And Erica Banks was basically saying like, I'm just used to something a little bit different, like referring to their like sex life. Mm-hmm. What I got from it was that she was insinuating that, you know, he didn't have the biggest dick, and that really got me to thinking. You know, he wanted a woman to like submit to him, take care of him, basically cater to him Destiny's Child style. And she was basically saying like, she wasn't saying this, but this is what I got. Yo, dick ain't big enough to be talking to me like this. So I was just wondering, are you submissive and are you submitting to somebody who doesn't have a quote
big 100%. Dick? Yeah. I'm that's why I'm like
you're going to cook and clean and wash shut everything. The fuck up. That's you.
I cook, I clean, I shut the fuck up. Because that's the truth. Like, I feel like I've never, like, I won't say every guy. A lot of guys that I've dated have been just very, just like alpha males. Mm-hmm. And so, like, me naturally, anybody that knows me know that I'm very, like, I lead the way, I am leader of the pack. This is just who I am. We'll figure it out. Like, and that's just how, like, my mentality is. But when you're dating, like, alpha guys, it's kind of a thing that I respect about them. They're just kind of like, it's my way. And now, like, I'm older, I feel like I would hear that and I would just be like, okay, so what are you actually giving despite you being an alpha male? And so, like,
it better not be 3 inches, but go ahead.
Yeah. See, and I'm not like a size queen. I'm not really, like,
I'm not a size queen. I'm for real.
Sorry, I think I'm losing connection.
Bitch, go on with your story. I'm not being attacked right now.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. I know it's a sensitive day. But I legit I'm like, I've dated guys and I've been involved with guys and it's just like, I'm all about that. I'm all about like, and I feel like if you're submissive, it's kind of like been like rebranded as you're a pick me. And I'm not a pick me at all. It's just certain things I believe in is how you should treat your man. Like in my last relationship, there's a lot of departments I lacked in that I didn't realize that I lacked in until after the relationship. There's a lot of things I feel like I could have done differently where I felt like I was being submissive, but I wasn't ultimately being submissive. I was just literally just living a life. Like my last boyfriend treated me like a prince. Like I didn't have to do anything. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't have to like clean. I didn't have to do anything. My last relationship, he did everything for me. And I'm like, I can totally understand now, like looking back on it, how someone can be tired of living the life of serving somebody else. 100%. I would never serve somebody else half the time. And I feel like a lot of I won't say majority of the time, because I feel like if you're not paying for anything, you're basically living in a $2,000 apartment for free, then I feel like the least you can do is fucking try to clean something. But anyway, I'm in a different headspace where I just like, if a guy deserves me being submissive to him, I have no problem letting him lead the way. But you have to earn that. That's not something that you can like just like walk into the park and just be like, God damn it, you owe me this. I don't owe you shit. I don't owe you anything. And a lot of guys feel like you owe them something in a relationship. And you don't owe them nothing. You don't. And so her being like, I don't owe you that. Like, you don't bring this. You don't bring that. That's what her standards are, I guess, in order to achieve that. And so guys have to, like, you have to, like, bring something to the table in order to get other shit onto the table, you know? Like you're like, when you go out to eat, you bring your salad, and then they bring your appetizer. Like, what, their salad, your appetizer, your entree, all that shit. Like, what are you bringing to the table to make me be this way? Like, are you only bringing a salad? Where the fuck is the entree? And guys give you salad, and they expect the entree. I mean, they don't expect entrees.
I do think there are pick-me's, people who just want to be seen as these people, you know, whatever. I do think there are people who just, like, enjoy being, like, submissive, joy being of service to their partner. I don't know what that feeling is like. I've never been in a relationship or a situation long enough to feel like, oh, I just want to take care of you and, you know, brush your hair.
Are you a ride or die?
I'm not dying about anything. And if you're driving too fast, let me out the car.
Okay, so you're not a ride or die. Like, I feel like...
I don't know, though. I haven't been tested.
That's the thing. I feel like a hood nigga will give you your pushback. They will give you that oomph that you lack normally. Because you're so, like, you're like that, you know, there's a pack of wolves, and they're just that one fucking wolf that's, like, white, and the rest of the wolves are black. You're that fucking white wolf on the outside who just, like, I'm gonna do my own thing, and this is how it's gonna work. And it's like, okay, all those other black wolves, we going over here. You like, I'll get there eventually. But that's how it works. And I feel like hood niggas elevate and like appreciate that. Like, it's like, I won't say hood niggas. Well, there are a lot of different niggas. I've experienced a lot of that from hood niggas.
I don't need you pushing your dirty dick trade agenda on me. Here we go.
Oh my god.
But I will say, I mean, I have dated a guy who was like definitely like one of the more assertive guys I've dated. So I definitely felt like, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Yeah. I feel like I agree with you when you say, like, you got to be that nigga to make me want to be like,
what Joe Scott said.
I'm gonna take the back seat. If you can tell me what to do, you can tell me what to do. And if you can't
but
tell me what to
can't
do,
you can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do. Okay, that's like the bylines. Like, you, like, that's the law.
I don't really necessarily mean like you have to be like super macho or like. Yeah, I just have to be able to trust your judgment enough to be like.
Wow, that's important. This.
But it's hard for me just because, you know, I'm just like a person that thrives off my own independence. So somebody coming in my space and threatening that line for me is like kind of a lot. But in regards to like this like submission thing, it's like in my head I would like to be submissive for a guy, but. I don't know, like the the cooking and cleaning and shutting up thing, it would just be more of a like, I'm a clean up because you're not gonna do it right. I'm a cook because, unless he's a great cook, I'm a cook because I don't know what you finna cook. I'm a just cook for us, you know. I'm a shut up because I don't feel like arguing, not necessarily because I agree with what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? It's always a like,
it's always the white wolf trying to fucking do his own thing and catch up to the pack later. Like I won't say you're combative at all. I feel like once you've established the fact that you really don't need anybody, it's hard to really see yourself needing somebody. And I feel like that's always like an impact in relationships. And I say like after my last situation, like I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't feel like they need anybody else.
Not to cut you off, but I don't ever feel like I'm gonna need somebody. It's more of a want thing. Like, do I want you to take control? Do I want you to make me shut up sometimes? It would just have to be that, because I'm never gonna need you to do anything. But see, maybe that's my problem. But I don't know.
I feel like when the right guy comes along, it's easier to trust their judgment. Like my ex, like, I'll give him his credit. he was a very, like, logic thinker, a Pisces. And so it was just very, like, logical. It's very just, like, I know, right? Well, it's very, I wouldn't say meticulous, because it was just very logistic. Like he was very, like, logic-driven. And I was just, like, sometimes it just, like, I get your vision. Let's just go with it. And but that's just how, like, and after so many years of, I can see your vision, I can trust your vision, that's kind of like how I became towards any guy that I want to fuck with. And that's like, that's just how I feel, because I'm very head driven, I'm very stubborn, I'm very just like direct, I'm very just like, this is what it is, this is what I'm about, blah blah blah, take it or leave it. And so to have a guy come in, or have an influence come in, who's like, okay, I see what you're saying, but how about you look at it this way? A lot of people don't take the time to actually, like, try to show you their way and give you the opportunity to actually, like, take it upon yourself. A lot of guys come in, they want to be that macho man, it's my way or the highway. Like, I told this story before on here, but it was a guy who I was, like, DMing back and forth, and, like, he told me, yeah, I expect you to cook, I expect you to clean, that's not my shit, that is
the bitch's. Who the fuck is you talking to?
Period. And it was one of those things. And I'm like, okay. I literally didn't reply. I didn't say anything else, because I, like, that's that negative and toxic, macho, masculine, top energy. And the thing is, he's not even a full fucking top. He's just one of the people that if he sees you're a bottom, he's going to try to top you.
The thing is, if you are an alpha male, you don't need to state the claim that you're an alpha male. You just are.
At all. Like, and that's what I'm always attracted to. Like I know, we say, and I always, like, mention on here a lot, like, I'm all about, I fuck with DDT all the time, blah, blah. If you don't know, that's dirty dick trade. But, and I know we say that a lot on here, but it's because generally that's the energy that I'm attracted to. I like that nigga that's in charge. I like that nigga that's, like, a thinker, a business, like, in his own way, but knows how to lead. And I've encountered more straight niggas like that I've dealt with than gay niggas. And I've, like, when I talk to gay niggas, it's always just like, sometimes I'm generally just like, I don't want, here we go, what?
I forgot you could see my face.
Exactly, dumb bitch. And see, he's antagonizing me. This is like Kenya versus Portia. But it's like I don't always want to compete with you. Like, I want the nigga that come in and he's just like laid back, chill. Like, that's what I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to those niggas that are just like in the cut. I don't care if you wear a skirt. I don't care about nothing. Like that. I don't care. What I care about is your demeanor. I care about your just position and everything else around you. That's what I'm attracted to. That is what generally gets me. Like, I don't care. Like, I've been around, like, flashy niggas, like, wearing eyes, like, doing all this other shit, who are just literally in the cut, just observing. And I'm attracted to them. I see, okay, why are you chilling? Like, what's up? Like, why are you back there? And, and I'm, like, the person, that's literally how my last workshop started. Like, bitch, what the fuck you think you doing? And so I come back there, and that's just my energy. And I feel like that's a balance that I need. Because I'm a lot. Like, I'm the first person to be like, I'm a lot. I'm a lot of person. I'm a lot of energy. I'm a lot of, like, I'm a lot of communication. I'm a lot of feelings. But I need someone on the side of me that can see that, deal with that, but balance that out. Like, how can you balance that out? And so it's not like, I'm not gay bashing, like, when I say certain things. I'm more so demeanor bashing.
just to put a button on that, basically, oh, my phone needs to be on do not disturb. Basically, same. What I'm saying is I'm drunk. It just hit me just now. Your dick got to be,
tell you about them hotties.
Your dick got to be this tall to ride this ride. If you're gonna, if you're gonna be in control of, like, the situation, you're gonna be like wearing the pants in a relationship, I need those pants to barely fit because your dick is so fucking large. Okay.
I really would like some
dick. Or you can just have, like, if you have big dick energy and you don't have, like, the biggest dick, that equates to the same thing to me. Like, you really just have to have the energy, even if you have like a 4-inch penis, which, by the way, will do nothing for me, so we might as well stop it right there. But
yeah, because we discussed how fucking open and wide that fucking hole is.
Okay, let's address this real quick before we move on. I am not a size queen. I have a size preference. But preference, I'm not a size preference. Queen. A size queen is like, it has to be 10 inches. That's it. I'm not that.
What's the smallest size dildo you have?
The smallest size dildo I have? Mm-hmm. I want to say 8 inches. Which is, I feel like that's not like average, you know, like scientifically average, but that's about, you know, it's doable. That was nasty, but yeah.
First of all, I was choking, and I was trying to play it cool.
That didn't sound like a choke. That sounded like a belch. Oh, no, baby.
I had to open my throat up. Because when you have that throat control, you can open up and things start moving around.
Oh, so who's the deep, open, wide hole now?
I'd rather my throat be loose, loose and open than my fucking butthole fucking
cavern. I wish my throat was more open, but I need practice in the area. Oh, speaking of open buttholes. I used my toy yesterday.
You stuck both of your dildos up your ass? Oh, see, no. We're on the same page.
We're on the same page, but not that page. I don't know if I'm going to ever get there, but maybe.
I see your future.
I was using my toy, and I guess I was just doing too much. Nothing bad happened, but I just...
Oh, do you pee?
I pee all the time. But I realized that I need, like, aftercare after a good dig down. And so it made me realize that I need to get a man. Cause I be doing too much with my toys. Not too much, but like I have a good time with my toys.
I agree.
I do.
Yeah. You know? Oh yeah, baby. It's like fucking Toys R Us showroom in there.
Shut up, bitch. I do have a good time with my toys, but afterwards I be wanting to get rubbed on. Like I need to be massaged. I need to be.
Oh,
like,
you see cuddled. The light. You see the light.
I think that's starting to make me want a man. Cause yesterday I was rubbing on myself. I'm like, these ain't no man hands. This is a lady. But let's get to this other topic that you wanted to talk about, which was top 5 best
situationships.
Penis
situationships, whether that be hooking
up. Oh, I thought it was about sex.
Yeah, whether it be hooking up, whether it be the type of energy, like the they gave you what you needed, that type of thing. Like, what's your
I don't have anything outside of sex for this list.
I would expect nothing less. Okay, so what's your top? What's your give me one of your ones from your list out of your 5?
Well, I based this list based off like the sexual experience, not necessarily actual penetration. One of my favorite sexual like encounters to have is with other bottoms. I feel like bottoms just get it. You guys just get it. You guys know how to eat it. You guys know how to
We're sluts. That's the thing.
Why am I in it?
Bitch, you're a slut. Well, I don't know.
I just got here.
I feel like you're vanilla. You're not vanilla because of things you're into.
Oh, I'm far from vanilla.
But I feel like it's something. Like I don't know. Like I don't know what it is. Like you're like.
I am nasty, but I'm a recluse, so it prevents me from being a hoe.
Right. Like so. Like, but bottoms half the time are very just like freaky. Like, cause we know what we like. We kind of like we're always just like waiting for the right nigga to come around that's willing to do it and give it to us like we like, and so I just feel like bottoms in general, like I agree with that, bottoms are always a good time, but that literally one of the things on my list is verse bottoms, because I really really like that. I really really like it's like, oh, like it's annoying. But I don't mind, like, I can tell when a guy is a verse bottom, because it's a lot more just, like, it's a lot pretending. Like they're pretending to be, like they know you're a bottom, so they're going to, like, try to act like a top. And, like, it's cute for what it is. It's like, I know who you are, girl. I see you down there getting plunged, too. It's fine. But you don't have to pretend. But I really just enjoy the energy. But, like, the verse bottoms, when they want their dick stuck, when there's time, and when they feel like they want to put on their top hat, they act a donkey. They get that top hat on and they turn into that frog from the WB show. Baby, they show their ass, and I enjoy that. So verse bottoms always get a pass in my book.
I was actually watching something, and I just feel like we need to abolish versus.
We will march.
I wasn't necessarily against it at first when we had this conversation.
We will stand.
Unless you're going to let me practice on you, I just need you to be a top. Just be a top. I don't need you to have desires to want to get fucked. I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
Let's just
figure this out. Have together. You had that experience when you're hooking up with a guy who's like versed, but then all of a sudden, like, he knows you're like y'all been talking, like he been talking to you like he gonna fuck you and all the other shit, and then you finally link with him and he's trying to get you to fuck him. He's like trying to convince you to fuck him and shit like that.
I've never had that issue with a verse. I've only had that issue with bottoms who know I'm a bottom and they want me to top them. And it's like, ma'am, I've never presented myself to you this way.
It'd be like, look, so, look, we both got our purses, bitch. I thought it was a purse party. No. Now you want
we bump purses.
Now you want to bring my hammer out? You want me to bring my hammer out?
We do not insert the straps, okay? We just bump the purses.
Okay. Get the strap. Like, that is so weird. Like, you're supposed to be my sister. You're supposed to know how this feel. And here you go trying to trick me into a fucking rendezvous of this sort? How dare you? You have the balls. You have the balls right now to do this to me.
How dare What's you? What's one of the ones on your list?
Okay. I said nerds. Nerds have...
I have nerds on my list as well.
Okay. Nerds have such good dick. Like, and I know, like I said this on last, like, I think this one, this is the last week podcast or the one before. I really just enjoy the nerds that are just, like, the well-rounded nerds, because they have the horniness and the nastiness of the nerds who are, like, locked in their fucking room playing Dungeons and Dragons, but they also have the cool factor, and it just turns me off. Like, that is my ultimate type. Like, give me that fucking sneakerhead nerd.
And when I say nerd, I don't necessarily mean, like, you know, just like book smart and stuff. Like, but whatever you're a nerd about, like, there are some people
yes.
who are nerds about video games.
There's
some
wrestling,
anime. There's some people who's nerds about, like, comic yeah. books. Like,
tons of different nerds.
Your nerd thing is, it shows. So that's kind of a turn on. I like yeah. when people are really into stuff.
I like it.
Oh, tell me more over a nice steamy session.
Wolfgang just exited the party. He said, he don't like nerds.
Another one, this is in no particular order, you guys. Yeah. Another type of sexual encounter I like to have with a type of person is dancers.
Oh, dancers are, they know how to work their fucking body.
The stroke is magnificent.
So good.
The stroke is magnificent.
Say it again one more time.
The stroke is magnificent.
Like it's impeccable. Like the body control, the tone is, it's just every... They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Yeah. And, like, I guess that can lead to mine. Like, I put athletes. It's something about, like, the track niggas and, like, the fucking niggas that, like, play. I'm short. I really enjoy me a tall nigga. And lately, I've really been getting into, like, the football niggas. Like, the 6'5", like, 250, like, built niggas. Like, the beefy ones. Oh. Sign me up. Like,
is this new for you? Because whenever I talk about beefy diggers, you don't really agree.
Yeah, I because the difference between, like, my beefy and your beefy, I like the muscle beefy.
What's the difference, bitch?
I like the muscles. I want the muscles.
You like a muscle bear.
I want a juice head gorilla. I want a juice head gorilla. I like
that. The dancing gorilla?
No, not like him.
But I'm talking about, like, built like him.
Now I'm turned off. I'm going back to my lanky niggas now.
Well, that means you never liked them, because I would take him without the personality.
I don't see him as, like, sexy. And that leads to, like, how I'm attracted to people. Like, I don't see him as someone, like, I would, like, fuck. And when I'm...
Let me guess. His dick ain't dirty enough. Got it.
No. Oh, my God. I'm never going to beat these allegations. But it's just okay, so, like, when I always be, like, I need to be attracted... Like, I need to be, like, mentally attracted to you before I'm, like, sexually attracted to you. Like, I see him mentally as, like... like...
A joke.
So I would never be attracted to him. And that's why I'm just, like, ew, like, when it comes to him. But, like, remember when we was at my house and when that nigga who walked by, and, like, and we were out there on the playground, And like he literally walked, he literally like it was literally as we were walking, we were about to drive to the airport.
You can keep describing him. Not gonna remember it.
I hate your memory. But I like the built niggas that are just like
you, like a burly guy,
like a NFL player, allegedly, like the NFL guy. But he has to be tall, like 6'5", and toned. Like I love it. Sign me up.
What are my favorite?
That has made me happy.
Which leads to like one of the people on my list is an Aries. First of all, Aries, I have good sexual chemistry with Aries. He is built like a football player, but he's like my height. He might be like an inch shorter than me, so I get that that takes him off your list, which is great for me. But I'm just saying, like he's like
5'8", I don't like short niggas.
5'8" is not short.
5'8" is short. That is so fucking short. Oh,
you're shorter than that.
That's the thing. I don't want like I'm five. Okay, I'm 5'5", 5'6", depending on the shoe. Regardless, though, that's my measurement. I always like dropping that because the tall, like the niggas that like short niggas, I'd be like, that's a calling card. Here you go. You see how tall I am. But anyway, I like the height difference. My last boy, I've only dated one guy that was above 6 foot. Well, I've dated two guys that were above 6 feet. 6 feet. 6 foot? Six. I guess there's two guys, so 6 feet now. But I've only dated two. And I really just like the aesthetic of it all. I really just enjoy just like the I'm a neck hugger. I really enjoy neck hugs. I really, really enjoy neck hugs.
So now we see, ladies and gentlemen, who's the real size queen in here, because that's just
I love it. I love giving neck hugs. I love.
I mean, I like tall guys, but like, I haven't dated many. I guess I think my type is like subconsciously like short niggas. But
all
like,
your niggas have been short.
They really have. But I mean, tall guys are cool. I don't necessarily like, you know.
Did you know that you and Aries have high compatibility. Why can I say this word? Compatibility. I cannot say this word.
Compatibility, babe.
That and communication. Why can I not say this word? I'm a
me and Aries.
Yes, but you have medium sex on the chart. Interesting.
I'm just gonna go. You know what? I'm gonna go.
I'm thinking of one Aries. I'm thinking of one. Was I can't even do my signs anymore?
Let's just move on.
Yeah,
okay. But I'm not gonna disagree with that.
Have you ever dated a Gemini?
No.
They say you guys are high all across the board. Compatibility.
That's what I hear.
Really? I wonder why that is.
It was another air sign. Maybe that's it.
Maybe so. You and Libras are high all across the board.
Air sign.
Sagittarius are high all across the board.
High sexual energy for sure.
And I feel like that would be a showdown. I would be so
I have my most arguments right now with the Sagittarius.
I would be down to see that. I would love
it. But it makes me want to fuck him.
Oh, I love that. That's my type of energy. I like that energy.
But somebody messaged me this past week or maybe a couple days ago about us slandering Sagittarius on the podcast.
Really?
And I just want you to know, if you're listening, the slander stands, but the sexual 100% is there.
Oh, I love Sagittarius. Like, I'm a Sag myself. I'm a Sag moon. And so, Libra rising. I'm a Taurus sun, Libra rising, Sag.
Red.
Yeah.
Oh, you got red flags all up. Yeah. Libra.
I'm all across the board. I'm dangerous. And so, like, that's why my emotions be so fucking hectic. Like, I was so
sad. Are we like, rebranding psychopath to hectic now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I'm just hectic. But it's a good hectic. Like, do you feel like I'm a bad hectic? I'm a lot.
I don't know you very well, so I don't know.
You're a fucking hater, you dumbass bitch. I'm so tired of you. I'm high and I'm drunk now. Remember when we were drinking this Cabo Wabo? It was like, it's something in this shit that's like devilish. Like, it's crazy. Like, I feel I'm very fucking lit.
Well, speaking of people sending us messages, let's move on to the question segment of the podcast.
That was cute.
Question? We got a message this week from, I won't say your name. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all the rules one last time. If you don't tell us not to give you a fake name or you want to remain anonymous, et cetera, I'm going to say your name.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you a pass because maybe you didn't know.
We'll call you number 92.
Number 92. Number 92 writes, "Hey boys, for one, I love your pod. You know, I would normally, like in real life, I would normally like skip over the, oh my gosh, I love you so much.
Yeah.
But for the sake of the show, I'll just leave the compliments in.
For the YouTube.
Hey boys, for one, I love your pod. Tuned in a few months ago and started from the beginning and quickly
moved
to the current episodes.
Thank you.
I enjoy listening at work. It has everyone wondering what I'm laughing at. I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're pretty funny.
You guys have the perfect dynamic as best friends and co-hosts, and it's refreshing to see two black queer creators be down to earth, open and honest about your experiences. I like how y'all include current events and sex health education.
Aside
from that, I would be interested in seeing more guests on the show. Also, if you would have a top come on sometimes and add to your conversations, that would be dope just to have another perspective. Now, let's stop right there because we really are gearing up to have more guests on the show. And we have been talking about wanting tops on the show because two ladies rambling all the time gets kind of old. You know?
Sheila and Bernadette, we need some time just to break it up. So
yeah, we need some masculine energy around
here. A little testosterone.
I'm a little more masculine than my co-host, but yeah. You know,
I carry like my purse proudly. Like a lady. Yeah,
I like wear like a satchel. You don't even like backpacks. What purse are you carrying?
Yeah, that's fucking weird. A Telfar.
Oh, bitch. See, Telfar. I'm not. I want a Telfar, but I don't see myself carrying one.
Come here.
Just to add some perspective. Okay, he says, I have a question for you both. Blackberry, what got you started with your kinks? Feet, man scent, scat play, etc.
Drag them.
I don't know how you got that information. I don't know who lied to you, but I don't know.
That's your FBI agent.
You talk about being sexually fluid. Did you prefer your relationship more and living with your dude, or being single now and having casual sex? All right. Thanks for reading all that. If you do, LOL, heart. Thank you so much, number 92.
Thank you for that.
My part of the question first. Totally. He said, what got you started with your kinks? I don't know. I really don't know. I've always been freaked out ever since I was a child. Not to make this weird or anything,
he's
but like,
afraid.
I've been watching. If you've listened long enough, you've heard this story before. I started watching porn around like 11 and I just never stopped. I've always been into feet for some reason. Like I still remember the very first video that made me be like, okay, it was on this site called Ebony Lewd Boys.
Okay.
It doesn't exist anymore. I've tried to find it because I want to find this one specific video. It's like a vintage video. These two, like, they're like light-skinned guys messing around in the porn, but they were sucking each other's toes. And I just thought that was so,
that's so
fascinating
hot
at the time. And they had like afros, so I know it's like a really old video, but
vintage.
It was called EbonyLewdBoys.com. If I ever find that video, like, I'm going to jack off like my life depends on it because I think it changed my life. As far as like man sense and scat play and all that stuff, it kind of just grew. It just, you know, and this is why.
What a deviant.
And this is why I've been like reevaluating my relationship with porn over the last few months, is because I didn't realize all this time in my life I've been addicted to porn. So I think the addiction like fueled me to be like, okay, that's cool. What else is like, I have to find the raunchiest thing to watch in order to like really be turned on by it.
Right.
So I think that probably contributed to it, other than the fact that it was probably going to happen anyway. Cause like, I mean, I like a musty pair of nuts. I like a smelly booty hole. I like sweaty feet.
Wolfgang, cover your fucking ears, child.
I do. Scat play kind of snuck up on me. I remember I was dating someone like around like 2021. Mm-hmm. Not 2021, but when I was like 20 or 21 years old. I think I showed him a video of like somebody like taking a dump, and I was like trying to see if like he liked that. Uh-huh. And I don't remember where it started though, but I do remember.
What did he say? What did he say?
He wasn't totally disgusted by it.
What he was just like, oh.
He was just like, okay.
This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Listen to what I'm telling you.
Oh, I know how to do it now, but oh. I didn't know how to do it then.
Oh yeah, like oh. Well, I'll tell the listeners. Be like, when you're talking to a nigga, just ask him. Be like, can I suck your dick while you take a shit? Easy way to introduce.
See, I feel like asking about it is kind of weird versus just like.
Oh, you never know how some niggas react to some things. Some niggas are like, might be freaked out, like, hell no. Like, I like niggas. I like holding a nigga's dick while he pees. Totally my thing. I'm totally into that. Wolfgang.
All right, Carisha.
I really enjoy it. I like water sports. I feel like there's nothing wrong with water sports. I feel like it should be like unabolished. Like we should put our full supports behind water sports. Like it's just something hot about it. It's something like controlling something like it's just hot. Like Carisha gets it. But it's just like I forgot what I was talking about. Water sports threw me off. I was thinking about like getting fucked while like have you ever peed while you got fucked?
Talked about this often. I'm a leaky faucet. When I was using my toy last night, I was like, I need to figure out a way to stop this because I can't even enjoy.
I want it that. I want that.
In the bathroom or I have doggy pads down or like garbage bags or something. Like I have to protect
like a fucking mattress and construction zone over there.
Like, I'm definitely a squirter. I feel like if I had a vagina, I would be like, I feel like a squirting princess.
Me too. I feel like if I had a pussy, I would squirt everywhere. Like it's certain things that gays don't get to experience. Like I would like to experience how it feels to squirt, cause that's basically pee. And
I learned the science behind that, by the way. But yeah,
do tell. Might as well educate the rest of the faggots.
I don't know if this is science fact, but I was actually watching a video. I was in the middle of my porn session, cause I've been extremely horny this week. We talked about that last week. I think I'm going through a thing. I think I'm in heat. I think I'm on my period. I want sex. I was watching a video of this guy. I think his name on like X videos is like squirting something. He's a white guy from like overseas. He has a really thick accent. He specializes in like making girls squirt. And I
That's awesome. His
videos last night. Like he was just making them. They were squirting so much. And so he did an instructional video on like how to make girls squirt. He had like a chart and everything.
Really?
And he was basically saying like for women, what happens, what causes the squirting is like the pressure up against the bladder. Even if they've already peed, like it just creates more fluid in the bladder, which causes.
That's crazy. That has made my gooch twitch.
I think the same thing happens for men, or at least for me, because like even when I go pee, I'm empty. Like I'll get right back to it, and like I'm still pushing out fluid, and at that point it's clear. So I know it's not really pee,
but
it's definitely coming out of my penis. So I think that's the science behind it. I don't know, but I it's hard to control. It's very annoying, especially when I'm very comfortable in my bed and I'm like, okay, I got to get up. I got to go pee again so I can get rid of some of this.
Yeah.
And I never get to just like stay comfortable. But yeah.
That's hot. I don't know
what we were talking about, but
if I will
answer your part of the question.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Well,
are you a squirter before we get to that?
Sometimes. Lately, I am. Before, I didn't think I was.
Lately, who you been fucking?
Nobody. Myself.
Oh, okay.
But before.
Oh, you've been using.
No. Did we talk about that on the podcast? I used the toy randomly between the last week, and it was like enjoyable. But then I got like really, really sad, and I was just like, oh, this would be so much better with like a nigga choking me, and like why he's stroking me. Like, oh, I don't want to choke myself. I'm trying to hold the phone, too. I can't do everything at the same time.
Get a phone stand, bitch. Be progressive.
I don't want to.
21st century.
Now it's all the way over there. I need it up close. See, like, bitch,
you
no.
can have it up close.
See, that's too much.
I got tricks. I can show you how to set it up. But, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, fucking Pornhub 2023 Legion champion. I just want the real thing. And like it's something about feeling a pair of balls slapping your butthole, and like And like getting like slapped sometimes, or like getting your face spit on. Oh, or like when like they spit on your face and they rub it in with their dick. Stuff like that. It's like you're fucking like it's like a fucking full-fledged production doing all that shit.
I don't put toys in my mouth. I don't like the taste of rubber, but it's just like no.
I
do like watching that.
Like, wait, what? Bring that back.
I do like watching boys suck dildos. I know there's a protest against it. Yeah. But I do like watching boys suck dildos. I think it's
only nigga that I let suck fucking dildos is Zay Hilfiger. He has a pass to suck whatever the fuck he wanna suck.
I love him. And he has Zay Hilfiger also has a man scent fetish. Yes, he does.
Would you hook up with him?
Would I?
Oh my god! Like, did you see his
stick that little skinny curve right up in here?
Like, bitch, that's like a fucking you. That's like a fucking like uppercut. It's like I've never like look at you. Your mouth is.
I wonder what's on the because you know when I use toys like they go back and like when dicks they go back even if they're curved up or down they go back. I never had something go to the side. Like, is there anything to move to the side? Like, I wonder.
I feel like it just shifts. Well, my ex's dick was curved, and it was just like whatever. I was like,
Well, speaking of your ex, did you prefer being in your relationship or you like being single, having casual sex? Which I don't know where he got that part from, because you haven't been having no casual sex.
I don't have no casual sex. In the sexual fluidity thing, I think he was referring to maybe like the fact I used to date like talk to girls in high school and shit like that. Okay. Maybe. And like my younger experiences. But I prefer being with guys in general. I've been like thinking about this lately a lot. Like, why? Like, not like why am I gay? But what is it about like when you talk about like eating pussy and there's like this fat, juicy, succulent pussy on fucking Twitter fucking time.
I saw it and the gay girls were like upset about it. I'm like, this looks fine to me.
Yeah, I was like, that's just a succulent ass pussy. And it was just like, wide. The thing is, it was a moose knuck. It was like,
it literally looked like a moose foot. Like,
if we're not shaming her pussy, it's just like, it was a fat piece of burger. And so, but it was just like, I'm pretty sure. And so, but it was just like, I respect women, I think, too much to like look at them in a weird way. Oh my God, now I can't respect women. See, that's the issue. That's why women be attacking y'all faggots, because y'all be having random issues with them. I respect women. Like, I totally get it. And it's just like, I don't know. Like sometimes I'd be like, oh my God, why would I do it? Like, I'm surrounded by nothing but women.
It doesn't sound like respect. It sounds like fear.
I have three younger sisters, my two moms.
Why do you have to bring your family into it? It's not about them. Bitch, don't make it weird. Just say you don't like girls. Damn.
But no, that's the only thing I think about. It's just like, I respect all these type of women. I respect different type of women. It's just like, why would, like, no, girl, get up off your knees. Let me suck that dick for you.
That is insane. That is nuts.
No, I didn't mean that. I took it back. Everybody can suck dick.
You know, when you say respect, when I respect Beyonce. I respect Nicki Minaj. A regular girl on the street that's attractive to me, I want to slut her out.
I don't want to slut her out. I want to go shopping with her. I want to talk about current events. I want to see what her makeup tip is. I don't want to fucking stick a dick in her. That's not what this life is about. This is not what I'm put on earth to do. And it's so fucking weird that you fucking gays are all of a sudden pro fucking pussy. You want to fucking suck every fucking pussy that you see.
There's nothing wrong with being pansexual.
Yeah, it's y'all are real pansexual. I totally support the bi niggas have the best fucking dick. Bi niggas have some good fucking dick too. It's something about them, and they can finger you. They can finger you to fucking heaven. Oh my God, bi niggas are number one on my list. I don't care if you're DL. I don't care if you're like. I don't care if you're a regular bi. Like, I don't care. Like, bi niggas Y'all are the fucking bomb. Y'all, oh my god. Any nigga that can fucking finger you like a fucking Spanish guitar, you get my fucking, I would say my Lush card, okay? Fucking love it. I love it there. I love it there.
Do you prefer being single now?
Yeah, I do. Is this because I can't, like, I feel like all this week I was, like, bashing men. And is it because I don't have any faith in the current, like, section of men that are currently on Earth? Like, I have absolutely no faith in them. And so it's just, like, right now it's, like, I want to just have my fun. I just want to just, like, do my thing. And, like, when the right guy comes along, I feel like I'll feel it. And because it'll happen. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, right now, just, like, I'd rather just be single until the right guy comes along. And it's not like, I feel like before I was abstaining from sex, just like I'm not having sex and just to be celibate. Now I was just like, if I feel like if I found the right guy and like he did come along, I feel like I will fuck him. But it's just like I haven't had the opportunity to actually like have casual sex with anybody because there's nobody I would have casual sex with. Like, I don't know.
Well, I definitely, he didn't ask me this, but I prefer being single. But I am open.
Okay, Rich.
I am open to dating.
Yeah.
Not really. Not for real. I be saying I am, but like
it's been so much. You've been capping this whole podcast.
As soon as a nigga irritate me, I'm like, it's a wrap for y'all. Like I don't have time for this. I'm irritated by my own life problems on a daily basis. You think I'm gonna add a man to this equation voluntarily? Hell no. So yeah, that's where I
stand. I don't know. I feel like I would just have to be like in a really good place, like generally just in a really good place, or if we have to make sense, like I feel like I'm so tired of trying to force shit with niggas. Like, I don't want to force you to talk to me. I don't want to force you to try to hang out. I don't want to force you to even, like, I don't want shit from you. I don't want shit from you. And so it's just like when the right guy comes along or the right situation comes along, maybe it's like when I move out of this state, if I move out of this state. But it's just like I feel like right now it's preparing me to be able to be in a relationship. And so right now I'm just really just enjoying being single for that reason alone. Like, I feel like when the guy comes along, I don't know.
Well, that sounds like the perfect spot to wrap up. And plus, my battery is about to die. So thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. Again, make sure that you tune into our YouTube, Boys Next Door Podcast. We will have the video uploaded for you guys. And
Saturday morning.
I do really agree. I appreciate, like, the interaction that we've been getting. It's kind of motivating to me because there are so many days when I wake up and I'm like, fuck everything. I'm about to go off the grid. I don't give a fuck about, you know, being successful in life. I just want to go to sleep. But
Gary mode.
Yeah. Thank you guys for interacting with us. Follow us on Instagram. Our followers on Instagram have been going up. All 380 of you. Thank you so much.
Strong and noble.
And the how many subscribers do we have on YouTube? Like 25?
26. All right.
Hey, I mean, I feel like, you know, old bitch is winning.
Okay.
See how I threw you up
you
in there?
Real old.
Yeah.
Bitch, I was throwing you in there. I'm 21 and kicking and thriving.
All right. And before we keep continuing lying for the rest of the episode, we're going to end it right here. Thank you guys.
It was a whole lot of cap this episode. You capped the whole episode.
You just capped about being 21. Let's be for real. Tell the people your real age. How old are you?
27.
Thank you guys so much. I hope
you for listening.
I hope God doesn't strike me down with you. So, bye.
I think you're an ageist. I think that's the issue.
I love old bitches.
I don't think so. I don't think you do. Bye.
Bye.